And we are at the Inklings Cafe downtown.
Bookstore. Bookstore. Inklings Bookstore.
And what happens here?
Well, this is a great place for young people to hang out. Uh-huh. And obviously, they encourage them to read lots of works, you know, there. But then also, they can get their different kinds of teas and sodas and sandwiches, refreshments. So, yeah, Wi-Fi connected, uh-huh. all that kind of stuff.
So we're in the hub of downtown Bedford.
Right.
Springtime is here. The start of construction season, I assume. I did a little looking up, and it sounds like some big road construction projects coming up. Can you tell us a little bit about those?
Sure. Well, yeah. We are in the planning process. So what I've told people is to brace themselves that really 2015 will be our year of construction, if you will. Lots of projects, both road projects and some of the stellar downtown initiatives will be underway by then. We are doing some projects now with stormwater, which has an impact on traffic as well, but the worst of it will be next year.
So nothing for residents to be too concerned about getting around town this year, this
right.
summer?
Not yet.
Not yet. Speaking of roads, on our way up, we were talking about I-69 is making its way through the state, but it's kind of missing Lawrence County and Bedford. It's kind of making a turnaround through Crane and then to Bloomington. Is this going to, in any way, impact Bedford
sure.
at all?
Well, you're correct. I-69 does not go directly through Lawrence County, but we believe that it will have a positive impact. And the primary reason for that is that we have a great number of people that work at Crane. And so I-69 obviously is connecting Crane to Bloomington, to Indianapolis, and it will actually improve the state of Crane, and as it grows and attracts new industry and things like that. That will be a positive impact for us because we do have the Eastgate Business and Technology Center here, and businesses that corporations that support Crane are located there. So whenever anything is positive for Crane, it's also positive for Eastgate with around 500 employees there as well.
What does Bedford rely on for economic development? What keeps things moving here?
Sure. Well, I think it's probably a combination of things. We still are a manufacturing community. We have General Motors located here. They've had several announcements about growth. So more employees, more products being developed there, which is very positive. I mentioned Eastgate Business and Technology Center. With that infusion of supporting Crane with SAIC and TriStar, URS. So that is a growing area for us. So I would say those are probably two of our top ones. Of course, we have the hospitals, both St. Vincent Dunn and the IU Health is here. So it employs a number of people providing health care and wellness. So I'd say those are probably the top three in our community.
Bedford and this area, too, has been known as the Limestone area, Limestone Capital.
Yes.
Is that right?
That is right. Limestone capital of the world. That's right.
And we just passed Indiana Limestone Company on the way up, which just went bankrupt but is being bought out.
That is correct. Is
there a concern for the limestone industry?
I think there's always a concern. Whenever you see the economy suffer, traditionally limestone is utilized on larger structures, major construction projects. Whenever you see those things impacted in a negative way, the limestone industry is also affected. So yeah, it is a concern. Obviously, limestone is kind of our foundation, like first industry in the city of Bedford, still very active. You can look at buildings across the country, particularly in DC, that are famous, and Bedford's a part of that. So it does continue to be a part of our community. It's not as large as it was, 50 years ago, but still very important to us.
I assume there are many residents who work for the limestone industry who live here in Bedford. Are there any incentives or business type things that go on to help keep that going here?
Sure, we do have, we do business incentives for new companies or existing companies that want to expand as far as like tax abatement and those
right.
kind of things. And one of the things we pride ourselves on is if you're a new company, if you're an existing company, I should say, you don't get treated better than an incoming company, because we feel like obviously the most growth in job and economy comes from people that are already located here and helping them expand. So we really do try to make sure their needs are met, because we want them to stay here and be able to expand in this community.
The city was recently selected as one of the two stellar communities in the state, which means about $19 million in
yes.
revitalization funds.
Right.
That has to be just amazing.
Oh, yes. We are very excited about this initiative for the state of Indiana, Office of Communal Affairs. So we really see this as an opportunity to revitalize our downtown. That's where the majority, if not all, of the investment is going to be is in our downtown. So I've heard Steve Ferguson say, your downtown is the front door to your community. We believe that. And so we really want to create an inviting place for people to come. And we've already seen investment, so I think this will just add to that. And we're really excited making that go forward and having people come downtown on a regular basis. You know, a couple weeks ago, we had a car show downtown. Beautiful weather, great, obviously, cars. Who doesn't love that? We had the downtown was packed. And I have to say, I got out of my car and I thought, this is my dream becoming reality. So I can see that happening in other venues and for other events in the future. So we're excited about it.
How does this Stellar grant benefit the residents of Bedford? Sure.
Well, I think anytime you make an investment in your community and it can improve their quality of life, that is a real positive for them. The thing that people are most excited about, they talk about the most, is the trail system. You know, in your community, you already have that, but that's something that we're making a reality through some of this funding through the Department of Transportation. So when you see people on the sections that are getting done, it's not just Stellar funds. We also work with the Indiana Trail Fund to turn a rail bed into a trail. So connect those two pieces. People are excited to be out. I had one woman stop me at my child's orchestra concert and say, I am so excited about these trails. My house is only like half a block from there. I think it's going to bring the whole community together, old people, young people. And I think that's true. And so, plus encouraging people to be healthy and active as well. So it's exciting.
It's also more of a long-term project. This doesn't happen in a year. Can you tell us a little bit about where you are in that process?
Sure. So we are, you know, basically, we kind of build in a six-month planning period. So now we're in month five of actually getting things going. So it's a lot of planning. We are waiting for our letter from the Department of Transportation to start, you know, the project, actually spending funds toward the project for NDOT. So that'll get started, but mostly is right now working with engineers, architects, getting the plans completed, environmental work, all the steps you have to do before you can start construction. So I think 15 we'll see most of those projects will actually, you know, moving dirt, things like that, things being built.
Is there any opportunity for residents to voice their opinion on the projects that they'd like to see get done in Bedford?
Yes. Well, you know, what we did in 2010, we did a comprehensive plan for the city of Bedford. First time it had been done in about 25 years. So we had a lot of public engagement around that. We had in the hundreds of people participating, even high school students. And so we got a lot of input from them at that time. And then we also did a downtown plan specifically to follow that up. And then we also, as we've gone through this, we have done lots of meetings in regards to explaining this is what the projects we have articulated for the Stellar projects. And then we've been doing a quarterly update for people as well to say, you know, you can come in and listen to what kind of an update where we're at, give your thoughts about the process and what you'd like to see happen. And then I'm proud to say that actually this week we're going to be going out to the high school with our Star Station, and we're going to do our first of a series saying this is, you know, the depot move project, for example, and like show them what we have so far in the drawings and try to answer the questions so people have it right at their fingertips and keep people informed that way. So you always get lots of questions. How did you come to decide to do this project? What was the process? So I think that'll help people have it. You know, not everybody can make it to a meeting in the evening. So
top three priorities, kind of like hot topic here for the Bedford mayor.
Sure.
What are those, maybe the top three things that are high on your priority list today?
Sure. Well, I would say always number one has been economic development, job creation. We're a community with an unemployment rate that is higher than the state, so that's something we continue to work on. Tied to that, though, probably number two would be workforce development and education. You know, people discuss which comes first, and people go, everybody has a different opinion about that, but having a workforce that's trained and ready is really key to attracting, you know, businesses to this community. So working with Ivy Tech, Radius Indiana, that's our regional economic group, Westgate Academy, Oakland City University, some of the folks at IU, we really believe that we can do better to make training opportunities available for our residents. And then probably number three would be youth development. I've been lucky to be a part of the Boys and Girls Club board here in this community. So seeing things take off there where we can really introduce students to more STEM type education, learning opportunities, and then partnering with the Chamber and Duke Energy and the Boys and Girls Club, we're going to do our first Youth Leadership Academy here in Bedford in June. It'll be for incoming freshmen. So myself, the Chamber Director, the Boys and Girls Club Director, and a representative from Duke, going to spend a whole week with incoming freshmen talking about opportunities for leadership, because I really believe that one of the challenges we have is losing our best and brightest. We don't want that. We want to try to put a stop to that. So I think if we can let kids know the opportunities in our community, how they can engage, how they can be a part of that and make their community better, I think we have a better chance of keeping them here after they're finished with high school and college. Well, and you know, one of the reasons I even was, I guess, inspired, I guess, to run for mayor is, you know, I have three kids that are here. I didn't grow up my whole life in Bedford. I was here for a few years as a child, but then we moved. But my husband was here his whole growing up time. We came back here. And you know, you really would like for your kids to have that opportunity. So it's, so now, instead of just thinking of my three, I'm thinking about a lot bigger family, if you will, and including the young people in our community. So I think it's really important.
So if I were to go out on the downtown square and just take a random poll of residents here in Bedford, what do you think would be their number one priority for the city?
I think they would say the economy and jobs. I mean, I think, I could be wrong, but I think that would be number one.
Here it is, summertime. Any other things coming up in Bedford that we should keep an eye out for?
Well, the end of June is our barbecue at the Quarry, which is a barbecue contest, and you can do chicken and ribs and brisket and I don't know what else, but I get to be a judge every year, so that's a highlight. But that's a lot of fun, and we have music, and it's all in the downtown, and so good food, good fun, good friends. It's a good time. And we raise money for actually our Limestone Heritage Festival, which is over the 4th of July. So that's probably the next big event coming. But also in June, I believe June 13th, former Governor Mitch Daniels will be speaking at our Skillman Institute, Leadership Institute. And that's been taking place at the Boys and Girls Club facility. So that'll be, it's a day-long event. So looking forward to that. Heartland Film Festival is doing their Best of the Fest here, June 13th and 14th. So we're really excited about having five independent films debut here, have the producers come and talk to our residents and students about how to engage in that. And I think a lot of exciting things happening.
You know, I do have to ask this one quick question, because I've looked you up on YouTube.
Oh, yeah?
And you sing the national anthem.
Yeah.
You're a singer?
I'm a singer, yes.
Where does that come from?
Well, I have been singing. I can't remember not singing. My mother and her sisters and my grandfather sang, and it was in the church, but every family event, my grandfather had his guitar, and my mom and her two sisters sang, and so I don't remember not singing, so it's just a part of our family culture, and I really love it. I can get outside of whatever the work pressures are, and not just the national anthem is one thing, but I do a whole bunch of other things with theater, but I love it, and it's great fun. My kids enjoy music as well, so hopefully I can pass it on to them too.